Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bob Mitchell in for Tommy Tucker on WWRL. Quick text message before we get to our next guest. Bob, you don't have to worry about drunk drivers. I passed 14 people on my way from Destrehan to Metairie that are on cell phones, and that impairs their driving. I find it so interesting. Sometime when I'm leaving the station, I see other cars pulling out the parking garage, and everyone is on their cell phone. And my thought is, why didn't you make that call before you left the office? All right, let's get back to some serious conversation and talk about LSU. We're going to welcome Mike Scarborough, editor and publisher of TigerBait.com. How are you this morning, Mike?
Hey, good morning. Glad to be with you.
Man, I don't know about you, but I'm still pumped up over that game. Woo! Man, oh man.
Yeah, it's absolutely staggering what we've seen out of LSU this entire season. You know, you just think at some point, they're going to hit something they haven't seen all year, and it hasn't happened.
Now, did you have a preseason prediction?
I was 11-1 preseason for the regular season.
I was 10-5. That's what I thought. 10-2. No, I'm talking about we were going to advance. No, wait. Now two people talking to me at one time. No, okay. 10-2. You tell me they don't play 15 games. Well, when you add,
if you advance and play and win it all,
that's what I was. That's where I was headed with that. But now, I mean, you just wonder who can stop this offense. I mean, seven touchdowns from Joe Burrow. Seven touchdowns and one running. We all know that he broke those records. I wonder what the runner-up person has.
Yeah, I just think when Clemson's defensive coordinators and all their support staff are breaking down film of LSU and they're trying to figure out what can we do to stop Joe Burrow or slow him down, everybody's tried different things throughout the season. Auburn, Florida, Alabama, Georgia, all teams with great defensive personnel, strong defensive coaches. And it's a pick-your-poison scenario. So if you want to pressure him and bring more people and blitz him, Joe Burrow is just so smart, and he's able to spot those kind of things. And if you get him with him with something once, the chances of you getting him several times with that tactic, you're going to pay the price. He's going to hit a quick slant. He's going to hit a running back, picking up your blitz. He's going to, go out of it before he even snaps the play once he sees what you're doing. So Clemson's going to have try and outscore LSU. And I don't know, after what I saw in the Clemson-Ohio State game Saturday night, I think that's exactly why Vegas odds makers have LSU as the favorite.
I think you're right. I was pulling for Ohio State and was a little disappointed when Clemson won the game, and I kept thinking, well, is there something here I don't see? But what is Vegas making LSU? How many points?
Yeah, I think the last I saw was 3.5 or 4. And that'll vary certainly here in the coming weeks. Got a teleconference this morning with the coaches. Practices will start on Thursday. Once the money starts going in particular directions, that'll change. But it's going to be the buildup. If you thought the buildup for the semifinal game was something, it's going to be nothing compared to the one building up to January 13th.
Well, you know me, I'm the eternal LSU optimist, and I really thought at the beginning of the year, I wanted to believe, okay, We're going to make it all the way. We're going to win the national championship. But I in no way anticipated at this an absolute perfect season. Did not think that could happen.
No. I thought 10-2 was the worst case scenario. I was 11-1. And I knew the offense was going to be different. I knew it was going to be much better, and I believed that they were going to do what they said they were going to do. But no one could have predicted what we've seen.
No. And he just never seems to get flustered. You see him get sacked. You see him get knocked on his back. About the most I have noticed about him, and I have to admit I read part of this in one of the articles, they say that if you do something wrong or you don't run the right route, he doesn't yell. He just gives you a stare. He gives you that look.
He is an absolute perfectionist, and that's part of the reason why going in a lot of these games where it's like, you know, when is LSU going to show up flat? When is, you know, it's like you just know because of his tenacity and his competitive nature that the likelihood of that happening are very slim. It's more like when is there going to be a drop pass that's going to kind of stall things? And then if that puts him behind and down and distance on third down, instead of it, and he's in a third and 13 or something, you still have confidence that there's a good chance they're going to get the first down.
It is, and a couple of times when it hasn't happened because a receiver maybe has cut their route off a little bit too quick, you can see you can feel the stare. He will just look at them and saying, "You should have known you had to go a yard deeper." Listen, I need to take a break. I don't want to occupy all your time, but I love talking LSU football. Can you give me a few more minutes?
Sure.
All right, we will take a break, and then we will come back and talk a little bit more to Mike Scarborough, editor and publisher of TigerBait.com. If you want to ask a question of Mike, or if you want to give me a question to ask him, you can text me at 870-870, and we'll come back right after this break on WWO. First, let's check in and get traffic. All right, welcome back at 6:54. As the morning goes on, I promise you, we will talk about things like fireworks. Will you make a New Year's resolution? Do you keep your New Year's resolutions, food you cook? But I'm being selfish right now because I'm getting a chance to talk a little extra about LSU football. We're talking to Mike Scarborough, editor and publisher of TigerBait.com. You know, when we first started talking post LSU after the victory, and I'm sure you get the question all of the time, and that is, what does LSU have to do, or what does this team have to do to match up against this team? And I wrote it down, and I said, that's got to be the dumbest question I could possibly ask, because all LSU has to do is just play LSU football like they've played all season.
No doubt. And honestly, there's a lot of things that whether it was going to be Ohio State or Clemson that both teams are similar. You know, the difference is you've got a once in a generation quarterback at LSU, and certainly, you know, Clemson's got a whale of a quarterback also. He'll be likely the top quarterback taken in next year's draft.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think with the way LSU's playing, their confidence level, all the component parts. Clyde Edwards-Helaire will be 100%. Damian Lewis, I believe, will be 100% or darn near close to it by kickoff. I don't know. I mean, I think one of the storylines you have to like about this, and I know a lot of people kind of wanted to see LSU play Ohio State and Burrow's former team. I don't know. I tend to think that particularly now when you're talking about LSU, And there's people out there bringing up now with how many teams LSU's beaten that were ranked in the top 10 and the top 15 when they beat them, a Heisman Trophy winner, the staggering number of yards. That, you know, if LSU wins the national championship, are they possibly the greatest college football team ever? Is it possibly the greatest quarterback performance in one year in the history of college football? So what you can add to that, if LSU beats Clemson, is you've beaten a team with a 29-game win streak and is the defending national championship, the defending national champions. You wouldn't have that with Ohio State. And honestly, I think that's a preferred storyline over LSU, over Joe Burrow, you know, having some sort of revenge against his former team. Now you've got Ohio State Buckeye fans who are LSU fans because they feel like they got gypped by the refs against Clemson, and they were all Joe Burrow fans to begin with.
Do you expect the dome to be predominantly purple and gold?
Well, I think it's going to be just like LSU in the SEC championship game against Georgia, where all the Georgia fans locally in the Atlanta area in Georgia got all the corporate tickets that were in the area. I suspect that that's going to be the similar scenario for LSU in New Orleans. And certainly they're going to get their allotment that comes from the game itself. But, yeah, it's going to be predominantly LSU in a big way.
Mike, got to go to news. What about you? You shooting fireworks tonight?
No, but I'll be out celebrating a little bit.
I don't shoot fireworks at all, but I'm going to try to stay up to the midnight tonight, maybe just kind of yelling go LSU at midnight. I watch the game normally with a couple of my buddies. We're not in the same house, and we're texting back and forth. Did you see that? I can't believe they missed that call. And that way, you know, I don't like watching the game with a whole bunch of people because they talk too much. And all I want to do is dominate the conversation and watch the game.
Exactly. I know a lot of people are the same way as you.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it so much.
You too. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too. When we come back, of course, we still have a little bit more LSU conversation that we're going to talk to. We talk about another guest. And do you shoot fireworks on New Year's Eve? Do you celebrate at home or elsewhere? And we eventually want to get into some stories like when you were a kid, how was it different when you were shooting fireworks when you were very young as it is now? I shot fireworks, but when I was raising my boys and girls, no way. They could not fool with fireworks. My wife was so strict, she wouldn't even let them have sparklers. All right, so when we come back, we'll continue to talk a little LSU football.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.